All right, it's us. It's Bill and Wendy, along with Al Madrigal, who I've seen on television many times, always makes me laugh. He's on The Daily Show. He's on Craig Ferguson. What is it? What are you not
Craig
on?
Craig Ferguson is not on the air anymore.
What?
And you know, he lost his job.
What?
He did not.
That's crazy.
He's doing a game show, though.
He's doing, yes.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
I think so. Let's not talk about him.
Okay, I have a picture of Al Madrigal on my TV, so I watch him on the TV as well.
You're on every channel where whenever I flip around, if you're not on, we call our cable provider and we say, why isn't Al on this show?
Yes. Ethnic friend.
Right.
If there's a TV show that needs an ethnic friend, and speaking of ethnic friends, there's I'm doing a whole diversity showcase in town for NBC.
Tomorrow night.
Yes.
At the Up Comedy Club. You can see Al do his regular work tonight.
That's what you want to see.
Ethnicity, what are you?
I'm half Mexican, half Sicilian.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, you're supposed to follow that up anytime I've ever heard anybody say, I'm part Swedish and I'm part Russian, and then there's a punchline involved.
The 80s comic in me would say, that's why I put this on my this.
Right, right.
And then, that's really why I have a horrible temper and I'm threatening someone right now via text.
Everybody always did that. You're right.
Every comment, I did stand up for 10 years and everyone I ever worked with would say, I'm half Danish and I'm half,
you pick that. Yeah,
so that means if I see somebody with big eyebrows, I bite them and everybody would applaud.
That guy's crazy.
I know. You play the ethnic best friend on About a Boy. I've seen you on there.
Another canceled show.
What's with that?
Uh-oh.
Canceled. It's gone.
Al, it's been nice talking to you. Maybe we should let you go early. We don't want to be canceled. Kidding.
I have. It's just a matter of time before everything gets canceled, guys. It's
You're half empty, aren't you, that glass?
Hollywood, TV.
Yep.
Yeah,
I've been on 8 network pilots. 4 have gone to air. And then The Daily Show is fantastic because John let me go and do full-time work there and then part-time when I was off. It's, look at this idiot outside with the Cavs shirt and the Blackhawks hat.
He heard you.
That's bum.
Hear you.
Bum. No, that's my dad.
I'd say the Cavs
shirt. That's my father out there.
There is a gentleman walking by with beautiful ink.
I'm a huge Golden State Warrior fan.
Are you really?
Yeah, it's killing me to have to do this show tonight.
Game one is tonight. You're going to miss game one.
I'm not going to miss the entire thing. And we've already got it set up. There's a plan for me to walk right back to a TV monitor.
When I was doing stand-up, the Bulls were in the championship, and I had them set up a TV on the stage so I could watch the game during the show.
You should do that. I was going to suggest roll it out there and just sit in a chair looking at it. And then you can do the play-by-play, have the sound down.
Consider this. It's not a bad move.
My new act.
Where can you see that game tonight?
Finals.
This is at the Up Comedy Club. UpComedyClub.com has all the information.
Al Madrigal with the play-by-play and the color.
Yeah, or we just keep it in the wings, and I'm not distracted. You get a huge flat screen. I think we just need to rent like an 88-inch TV. That can't be that much.
Our producer, Kevin, stood up to a wedding the other night when the Blackhawks were in Game 7, so he's standing up to the wedding during Game 7. That's hard to do.
That's impossible. See, I issued my wife a schedule.
Yeah.
And when we first got married, she got a 49er schedule. Yeah, I said, no, this is what's like.
Really?
Our first date was a Golden State Warrior Laker game.
Yeah.
And she got also issued a Niner schedule. And I said, you see these 16 days? I don't do anything. I don't go to a baby shower.
Right.
I don't go to your friend's house for a barbecue.
Sense.
I don't go anywhere. And I either am at the game or in front of that television by myself. I'm a crazy person. I'm sure the Chicago fans can relate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But you laid it on the line, she accepted, right?
This is what you're getting into, lady. And if you
don't
like it.
Is she a sports fan, though? Does she understand how
she doesn't want anything to do with the Niners, and she turned into a huge Golden State Warrior fan.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, it's great. Well, who isn't? I mean, at this point, because Steph Curry in this team is just
he's a pretty amazing player.
Yeah, and he's just such a good person. At least this guy doesn't have people come by the window and wave. Everybody knows this location of this.
It's the Allstate Showcase Studio. It's
giant famous. Yeah. And you're looking at this one. So these tourists walk by with the puka shells.
I did see the puka shells. Yeah. Are those still in style?
Yeah, you get a lot of No, they're not.
Okay.
But
do you see what people are saying?
Hear? Oh, you can
yeah,
hear
he
me.
Yeah, he can hear. You want to talk to him?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Talk to him. Come,
I don't want to talk to him.
You can talk to Al Madrigal. He's America's favorite ethnic best friend.
I like the puka shell necklace. I got to be honest with you. It works with your hibiscus T-shirt. It works.
It's too much. Tone it down.
You should be on a fashion show where you just whoever walks past while you're doing the show, you just rip them. That would be a great show.
I did just sell a show to Comedy Central, an anti-travel show that I'm very excited about.
What is that? So how does that work? How do you do it?
This place sucks. Hey, everybody, I'm in Kansas City. Let me tell you why this place sucks.
I like it.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
I'm not a big traveler, so you can save
me. Hey, everybody, I'm in
some...
San Diego. I'm going to tell you why. I would do San Francisco. San Francisco sucks. Everybody who's from somewhere... knows, you know, this is probably one of the only cities you couldn't do.
No, because we're good.
Chicago doesn't suck.
You're from San Francisco, and you still think it's not a good city?
Well, just say what's happening right now is that the entire old neighborhoods are being replaced. See, San Francisco is very, very small.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's only a fixed amount of real estate, and then all these rich dot-comers and app developers and all these very, very wealthy people are coming in and moving out all of the blue-collar, regular people that used to live there and that I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
So San Francisco used to be great. This artist, you know, hippies. You go back to, like, you know, the 60s and, 90, you know, San Francisco, summer 69 stuff. Jimi Hendrix playing Golden Gate Park.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that doesn't exist. There's just...
Can I ask you this about San Francisco?
Sure, sure. It's dirty.
Is Rice-A-Roni really a treat?
No.
It is, isn't it?
I went there once. I've only been there once a couple years ago. We went to Skywalker Ranch because I'm married to a Star Wars fan and podcaster, Rebel Force Radio, and I saw those cars, those Rice-A-Roni cars, and it was so cool to see them in person up close.
You just called a cable car a Rice-A-Roni car.
Well, I'm from Chicago.
In the ads for Rice-A-Roni, we in the Midwest were always shown that everyone in San Francisco is on a cable car, and they can't
I rode it to school every morning.
Did you ride it?
How
did you really?
Cool is that?
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you can't even get on one. It costs like $12.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
and you had to run
line.
To get on it.
We had
it
to run.
Stop.
They let us push it.
Really?
They let us push it through the turnaround, and then they'd let us get it, you know, get a big head start, and we'd run. All the 7-year-olds would run and jump on it like you're Indiana Jones.
It seems almost dangerous.
It's freaky. It's right in the middle
dangerous.
Of the street. You can be walking down, and
you can die.
Yep.
It was really wild to see that in action.
What a cool way to die, though.
That would be the best way to die.
Killed by a cable car.
Filled with people who just want Rice-A-Roni. All they really want.
Just some rice.
Al Madrigal is here. You can see him live at the Up Comedy Club. The regular show's tonight at 8 p.m., but the big special show, the Breakout Comedy Festival.
Now, let's clarify that.
Yes.
I'm going to correct you right there.
Please.
The big special show is tonight, Thursday night. Yes. With me on it. And then you're going to see... a showcase tomorrow.
That's okay. So that's a good show, but the big special
show
is really
tonight with me. Very few tickets left. You want to jump on this?
All right.
Best act I've ever put together.
Ever. In your whole career. And
my whole career
is
just coming together. I'm going to release an hour special soon, and you're going to get to see it tonight. Now, here.
That's awesome.
We're still in the works. Yeah.
Can people pay with Rice-A-Roni? Would you be okay with that since it is such a big...
If we can donate, you can bring some Rice-A-Roni,
right,
and we will donate that to a local Chicago...
rice shelter?
Rice-deprived
people. Upcomedyclub.com has all
the
information. We'll pick up this in just a minute. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN.
We are visiting with a nice guy and a funny guy and someone who is going to be appearing at Up Comedy Club tonight. Al Madrigal in the studio with us. Hello, sir.
It's exciting. This Up Comedy Club, that whole complex. And then I went across the street last time I was here to the bar where all the comics hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, what's the name of that place?
They won't let me in, so I can't say the name on air.
But,
there's a couple of them there.
Oh,
is it the Ale House? Is that where you were?
Yeah, the Ale House. Yeah.
That's a pretty good
place. Did you have ale?
I do not drink ale, but I think I had a couple of whiskeys.
Oh, yeah, that got whiskey.
I have draft beer allergies. You want to hear something really nerdy?
You do.
You never heard about this?
No.
All
right, so I have a couple beers. I'm going out in New York, and I had to take a cab, wake up, and go to the airport, and my head is killing me, like just pounding headache. I only had 2 beers.
Yeah.
So the cab driver goes, "You have draft beer last night?" And I go, "Yeah, 2 of them, just 2. And he goes, draft beer allergies, look it up. And I Google draft beer allergies. If you're wondering why you ever have had headaches after drinking only two or three beers, and you're like, I'm not hungover, but I have a horrible, you feel like it? They don't clean out the beer lines in all these places.
Is that what it is?
And so the histamines, you get all of these allergies and these moldy lines, and you get killed. So anybody that has like allergy, I'm buoying a bubble anyway. You know,
are
like
you?
A pollen season comes up, and I got to die.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I got an inhaler and all that stuff, but I'm prone to allergies. But that's why you look up draft beer allergies, it's a whole thing.
All over the place.
Yep. I love that the correct diagnosis was made by a cab driver.
Cab driver,
that's a wave of the future.
Goes, me too. And then, you know what I do? Bottled beer, never a problem.
Really?
Never a problem at all.
I've never heard of this before.
Me either, and it was killing me, and I'm 43 years old, and
yeah.
I shouldn't be discovering stuff about my body just now. Like, I should know it all.
Oh, wait. As you get older, you'll discover stuff every day. Yeah.
But when it's weird, because I don't like draft beer, because a lot of times it's not bubbly enough. It's not carbonated enough, so I typically always get a bottle beer.
I love it. I want all kinds of beer. I like an IPA, double IPA. You go to one of those places that has, you know, such a variety.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, when I travel all over the country as a stand-up comic, I'm in Buffalo, and they've got
local beer,
and I want to try it all.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I got to end up hitting it out of a bottle.
If you're a beer lover, and you obviously are,
like
this is the best time in history to be, because every place you go now has 40 or 50 kinds of beer.
It's incredible. And then half of those places aren't cleaning out their lines, and I feel like I'm going to die the next day.
Well, you can sue them and make a lot of money.
It's just a headache.
I got a headache.
Have you ever made your own beer, and have you ever thought about it?
No, you know what? I think I did try when I was in high school. That was the way we were going to get around trying to buy it without ID.
Science experiment.
Yeah, we're just going to make it in the garage. We can make it like that.
Do you know what I saw, Al, that would impress you? There's a chain here called Binny's, and they have a guy who can drink a beer, and by the hops, by the aroma and taste of the hops, he can tell you where in the country or in the world it was made.
Isn't that amazing?
I didn't think that was possible.
I heard a story. There was a guy we went to when I first went to New York for this Comedy Central thing. Somebody said, you got to meet our friend. He's the fromager at this restaurant. And they started talking about how he got the job. And they put out all these different types of cheeses from all over the world. And he just worked in a cheese shop. And he had this crazy one-in-a-million like palate where he was telling them what all the cheeses were. He had no background in it at all,
really?
Other than just being an employee at this cheese shop. And they put them all out, and he was able to tell you about each one, where it was from, and guess the whole thing. And same thing. It's like he does that with beer. I'm sure somebody
does that with pot.
I didn't. Like,
probably. Yeah.
Mendocino, 2008.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was such a job as a fromager.
Fromager?
Sommelier, fromager.
Yeah. I took French. I knew that meant cheese.
That's what my parents sent me to French school, San Francisco.
Really?
Yeah. École Notre Dame de Victoire. I wore a sailor suit and rode the cable car.
Oh.
That should be your hook today on stage. You should be the guy who wears the sailor suit.
Ah, that's my thing. See, you're just going back to that 80s comic mentality. You need a hook.
That guy on that Telemundo or those Spanish soap operas that wore the little boy's outfit.
Oh, yeah. He was,
he was great.
With the freckles. He just died.
Oh. Yeah,
wait, did he die?
He's dead.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Sabado Gigante got canceled.
Yeah.
Well, I knew that got canceled. That's sad, too.
They lost, telenovelas lost a couple of people. And of course, you know.
Sabado Gigante was a six-hour broadcast,
Don
right?
Don Francisco is on the air for, I think, 53 years. 53 years. That's a show that didn't get canceled. That's
wow.
A gig. I want
That's
that
not
gig.
Bad at all. Speaking of that, when The Daily Show switches over, when Jon Stewart leaves, are you still going to be a fixture
on
the show? I hope so.
It's been discussed a little bit. I just did something with Trevor, and unless he decides he hates
Trevor
me.
Trevor Noah.
Yeah.
We had him in the studio.
Good guy.
Really nice, funny guy.
Yeah.
Nice guy. Is that what you guys are going to say about me afterwards? I hope.
We'll say nice guy and funny guy about
<That's>
you.
Nice.
Although, aren't you curious to know what Al Madrigal thinks of our outfits? Because he was, you know, making fun of people walking by the Allstate Showcase
Please
studio.
Please assess what we're wearing.
I think when it comes to radio, people don't normally dress up this much. You guys look great.
You're kind.
And your glasses are a little off kilter.
Those are Walgreens.
Got these for $4.
What?
Yeah.
Yep.
And half the time they're so crooked on his face, and I don't know how you don't notice
that. You know
what?
I think you can contact the good people at Warby Parker, and they would give you free glasses.
I started wearing 3D glasses, and Wendy every day is like, what's with the 3D glasses? But it made, for me, it made the show more, it was like, wow, it's coming right at me. Yeah. I love this.
So you you just need it for reading?
Yeah.
And, once you turn 40, it turns
everything
around.
Everything falls apart. You know, you're over 40 now. Aren't parts of your body just not working anymore?
Just a mess. Well, from all the traveling, I'm cashew-shaped. I'm just like this mess. And
nothing like a good cashew, though.
I have to go into the gym to try to balance it all out.
Sure.
But I feel like a mess, yeah.
Yeah, just to break even.
Just
and
wait.
You know, it's like one of those things where I want to go out and eat and have a hot dog and all the food in Chicago and the...
There's places.
The beef?
You'll be very happy with what you find here.
I've been out.
You really will. It's the best.
And I overindulge, and I'm gluttonous, and then I end up, you know, taking Pepsids and laying on the floor.
Now, that's the life right there. You're living the life. Go see Al Madrigal at the Up Comedy Club. He's cashew-shaped. Are you kidding me? You can't lose on this deal. Go to...
big show tonight.
Yeah, tonight. And then the NBC show, which is also good, but it's
also
not tonight.
Good.
Yeah.
I can't vouch for it.
No,
I don't know,
it'll be good.
But it's curated by the Up Comedy Club. And even if you can't make it out this weekend because of other obligations, this club is good. So you know you can always sort of trust the Up Comedy Club.
So true.
It's a good spot, and all my friends are coming through. They pick good comics, not based on how many Twitter followers people have. And
take that, Dan Clark.
He's still getting tweets.
Their criteria is good. They like people to be funny. So
yep. Thank you. Great to finally meet you.
Thanks, guys.
That's Al Madrigal. He's at Up Comedy Club. UpComedyClub.com has your ticket information. More in a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.